Okay, so we've been seeing multiple tweets and articles about handbags, wooden spoons, and even cinema seats getting moldy during the movement control order. At first, it was discovered in a local mall allegedly located in Sabah, after mildew had started to grow all over the leather goods. Then, we found yesterday that mold has started to grow on cinema seats as well. Several photos posted on social media shows the horrifying sight of white and fuzzy mold covering all the seats in a cinema theater somewhere in Malaysia. And now today, we found out that a local shopper who was browsing through homewares found the wooden spoons there to have a fine layer of green and white mold. So, after all of this, have you wondered why is this happening so rampantly in Malaysia? Well, yes, it's due to our humid weather. Twitter user at Ruffleseed posted a detailed explanation of the weather and occurrence in our country. The last sentence got me like, lack of air circulation and sunlight during the MCO, most places were closed leading to the lack of air circulation and sunlight which ultimately causes mold growth. Now, if you're wondering, how did the mold grow on the wooden spoon? Fret not, original wood products are usually coated with oil or lacquer. Teak woods are even able to produce their own antifungal oil naturally. Wooden spoons and products we find in shops are just processed normally without any coating. He even proceeded to explain regarding the spores in our air and how with the absence of air conditioning, condensation happens and will wet the surfaces. This promotes the growth of such molds. If you find any products you have to be moldy, a simple foam cleaner would do the trick. However, if it's growing on the walls, pay a visit to the doctor as the toxins from mold can be quite harmful. Let's be more careful with our purchases henceforth and let's also start supporting more local handmade products. Also read, watch, Sabah Mall does deep cleaning and removal of mold on leather goods. You have reached the end of this story.